Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
Welcome to My Security Media's Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. We're in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, for the Cybersecurity Asia, building security in an ultra-connected world. And thanks to Thomvel International for hosting us here. We're joined by Dato Dr. Amiruddin Abdul Wahab, the Chief Executive Officer for Cybersecurity Malaysia. Amir, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you again also for your opening presentation this morning. And you gave a presentation on the outlook and what is driving security agendas. We do have a strong Asia-Pacific focus, naturally, and we spoke to you last year at this event. Maybe just go over some of the key trends that you're seeing from that you're seeing in Malaysia and some of the government initiatives that you've got underway.
Well, if you look at the digital landscape nowadays, it's getting more and more complex and sophisticated. We can see the convergence of physical space and also cyberspace together. And these can be reflected in various technologies like IoT, data analytics, all these robotics. They are all now converging to various sectors. So that's why last time we don't have what we call fintech or health tech. Now all these new terms have been introduced. And in the context of manufacturing sector, people introduce this industry 4.0. And overall, people say that this cyber-physical convergence is what we call the fourth era of the Industrial Revolution 4.0. So while we talk about that, at the same time, there's a lot of new technology systems and even devices been introduced. Connectivity also increased. From the angle of security, we can say that we are more also exposed to all the various type of attacks. And it is important for us to be aware of because nowadays, the attack no longer the traditional method, no longer the way, for example, even people want to hack, no longer like script kiddies for fun, but it has evolved to become even a state-sponsored level. So it's very organized and syndicate, so to the level to achieve whatever motive that they have. As a result, it is important for every players in the society, whether individual level, enterprise, or even a nation level, to be aware of all these issues, because this is not just a local phenomenon. That means not just Malaysia, but it is also a global phenomenon. For example, threats. I've highlighted just now the by Alliance Risk Barometer studies, where they indicate that the cyber incidents related to, for example, cyber crime and data breach is the second top risk in the, I would say, global, at the global level. So it had even surpassed the national catastrophe. So no longer the issue of race related to national disasters as what we understand before. Cyber has permeates into every sector, across sector of life. And as a result, we need to be ready for that. And we need to approach it properly.
Where do you think Malaysia sits? You're obviously talking to your ASEAN partners quite closely, I also imagine. Or do you find that Malaysia's going it alone? I doubt whether that's the case.
As I mentioned, cyberspace is not local. It's a borderless. It's a global issue. But each and I mean, it's, they don't have a border like what we have country, like the physical space. As such, it is very important to work together with various countries. And in the context of Sub-Saharan Asia, we do engage in various regional and international platforms to share information, exchange best practices, etc., as a way of to mitigate these threats. We also believe that we also need to work closely with the domestic players, whether in public or private or even academia. That is part of the process, or we call it a holistic approach in cybersecurity, because we believe that we shouldn't see cybersecurity purely from the technical angle. Yes, it is critical, but it has to be seen also beyond that. Policy, process, people in particular, is an important factor that to be tackled. In fact, people is the weakest link. 95% of successful cyber attacks is said to be from human error. As such, we must see that, because the risk is beyond just the, what we call IT department problems. Yeah. It's actually a business problems at the enterprise or even at the national security level problems. You know? So that's how we see the importance of approaching it from that holistic perspective and working with the various parties, building the right ecosystem that covers all these components that I mentioned just now.
Well, I imagine it's been taken seriously. You've got some of the figures that you raised in terms of the economic losses for Malaysia are estimated around, or potential economic losses of $12 billion. You have had some breaches where you had, say, organ donor information stolen. What are some of the changes now following the elections here? Are you seeing any structural changes around the way the government's dealing with cybersecurity?
Yes, basically, as everyone knows, recently there has been an election in Malaysia, and there has been some change of the government. And as a result, there has been also some restructuring of the ministries. In the context of cybersecurity in Malaysia, we previously and currently still, we are reporting to what we call the Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation. It has changed its name recently with a new function called MASTEC, or Ministry of Energy, Science, Technology, Environmental and Climate Change.
Right.
However, I foresee, based on the internal information that we've got for the various stakeholders, we might be moving to a new ministries. I don't want to announce it yet because it has yet to be officialized.
Well, we almost heard it here first.
But. Yes, but basically, I can summarize like this. The only constant is change.
Yes, fair
so
enough.
So that's why things change. But it does not mean that the change in terms of the importance of cybersecurity in protecting and securing the national security and also ecosystem.
Just, I thought we'd finish off. Just maybe just introduce the audience to, you're calling it cyber def, so cyber detection, eradication, and forensic. This is a program under the CSA that you have.
Oh, okay. when we talk about the approach to security, we believe that the current traditional security approach is important, but no longer sufficient.
Yeah.
That means we no longer depend on just preventive or being responsive, but we need to also strengthen what we call the detective capabilities and also the predictive capabilities. So the approach is called adaptive strategy. When you talk about CyberDef is one of our programs, our initiative, focusing on strengthening the detective capabilities and so that we can able to respond properly. And this cyber that stands for Cyber Detect Eradicate Forensic was an initiative developed by our team locally and won the FireEye 2015 Best Cybersecurity Innovation Award for being able to, for example, detect a threat that has already inside the system, eradicate them and do forensic analysis to them. At the same time, we believe that it is not just sufficient by doing that. We need to also strengthen and leveraging on the various technologies like data analytics, etc. And that's why we have developed what we call Cyber Threat Intelligence Lab in collaboration with our local universities in Malaysia, building a threat capabilities to understand the norm, pattern, trend, etc. so that we can minimize the threat rather than we wait things happen, then only we respond to it.
Well, I can say that we've seen a number of, we've met a number of times now over the years. So it's something that Cybersecurity Malaysia has been quite active on. And I imagine you're also working in collaboration with the Singaporeans and also the Australians as well. So you keep up the good work. I take it the website Cybersecurity Malaysia, yes. You can better Google that.
Yeah, www.cybersecurity.my.
Okay. So certainly for the Malaysians listening, that's something they should be aware of, and those other members of the audience that want to find out more of what's happening can visit that. So Dato, Dr. Amiruddin Abdul Wahab, the CEO for Cybersecurity Malaysia, thank you very much for joining us.
Welcome.
Thank you.